and the future. You know, we've talked about this being an international place. Look around you. I mean, how many nations of the world do we have here right now? We probably have about 20 or 25. But I believe, and as we've been praying prophetically, we've been sensing that God wants this to be an international center for the glory of His kingdom. Hallelujah. And I see that happening. I see that happening. But it's going to take commitment. It's going to take hard work, faithfulness. And I also want to say thank you to all of our volunteers. Because we have faithful people at this church. I'm serious. You know, I might say, well, Pastor, you know, give yourselves a hand right now. Give yourselves a hand. Because you might be saying, well, you're the pastor. You have to say that. But I'm going to tell you, honestly, we've got faithful people in this church. And we're proud to be a part of this church. We're pleased and honored to be a part of this church. So God richly bless you. All right. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for how far you have brought us. Somebody say, we've come this far by faith. Lord, it's because of you, Lord, that we've come this far. We're thankful for things like the miracles we've seen, Lord. When I look over this audience, God be the glory. So many that have been touched by, if you've been touched by God's hand in this church, would you just lift the hand right now? To God be the glory. Let's give him praise. God, we give you praise. We give you praise. What a debt of love we owe you, Lord. I thank you that you purchased our salvation. Lord, there's nothing that we could do to wash away our sins. The blood of Jesus took care of that. Only the blood of Jesus. But Lord, the life that we now have, Lord, the new life that we have in Christ, we now intentionally dedicate to you. Somebody say, my life is yours, God. My life is yours, Lord. You gave me my salvation. You delivered me, Lord, from the bondage of sin. Have you ever felt like your life was a nightmare? But thank you, Jesus, Lord. You delivered us from the bondage of sin, from the slavery, the darkness that we were once in. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. I was lost, but now I'm found. Thank you for blessing this time together, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I started preaching in my prayer this morning. Psalm 116, verse 12 is where we left off. We've been talking about, for the last 3 weeks, the sacrifices that God requires. What are the sacrifices that God requires? As I made it very clear last week, this is not about paying God back. We cannot pay God back for the price that he paid for our sins, for the sacrifice he made. That was done freely and because of his love. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, when did he die for us? While we were yet sinners. He didn't wait for us to get all cleaned up. He didn't wait for us to be good enough. He found us where we were and he saved us because he loved us. What I'm talking about is devotion to him. What I'm talking about is gratitude for the things that God has done. What I'm talking about is what the Holy Spirit wants to generate inside of us because of the new life we have. Because Christ is now in us, I have a desire to live for him. Because Christ lives in me, the Bible says the love of God compels me to be a different person. I don't want to give up on my family members. I don't want to be angry with the world. I don't want to have a bad attitude. I want to believe like God believes, that people can change, that people can be different, that God has a plan for every man and woman and boy and girl on the face of the earth. That God put us here for a reason. And he never intended us to be separated from him. He intended for our lives to be in union with him. And when we are in union and when we do have that relationship with Jesus Christ, our lives reach the highest potential that they could ever have. You're never better off than when you are fully surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. You haven't even begun to live until you make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you think you're just bringing Christ along just as safety insurance, you know, I want to just tip my hat to God just in case. Because I don't want to end up, you know, in the flames of hell. You're missing the whole point. Christ did not come into this world to condemn the world. He came into the world to save the world. Hallelujah. He wants to live his life inside of us. Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord in return? The Amplified Version says, for all of his benefits toward me. How can I repay him for all of his bountiful blessings or dealings with me? Good question. How can I repay the Lord? How can I repay the Lord? Let me ask you this morning to think about that for a second. If you had $1 million and you gave it to God, would that repay him? Not if you didn't give him your heart. You're starting to see where I'm going with this. If I had $10 million and I gave it to charity, but I didn't love God and I didn't love my neighbor, would I have honestly repaid God? The debt that we owe is a debt of love. Everything we do for God, whether you come to church or you put money in the offering or you forgive that person for the 100th time who has messed up, or that child who keeps spilling milk on the table, or those diapers that you have to change in the middle of the night. Mostly the ladies, the men usually don't do that. Although some of you have. Don't raise your hand. How many men have changed poopy diapers? All right. God bless you. That's an extra effort there. All of those things done out of love are our payment to God. When you become the hands of Jesus, when you don't give up on that person who has perhaps given up on themselves, you're offering the sacrifice to God. You're repaying the love by paying it forward. Paying it forward. You're doing it in honor of Christ, because inside of us, inside of every believer, is the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God wants to manifest inside of us the life and the character and the attributes of Jesus himself. It should be a point at some time in your life where people say, you know what? I see Jesus in you. Something about you. You don't lose your cool the way everybody else does. You don't use the kind of language that everybody else does. You seem to have peace when everybody else is panicking. When everybody else has lost their peace, when everybody else is insecure, there's something steady about you. There's something different about you. That's Jesus. That's the time to say, that's Jesus. We did this about a month or two ago. We were at Outback having dinner. And one of the waitresses or waiters said to us, said, there's something different about you guys. Just in serving, we were talking, and I always try to make a point to find out who my wait person or server is by name and treat them like a human being. Don't treat them like garbage. Come on now, somebody. Find out that's a human being you're talking to. They're not just, hey, get me a glass of water. Hey, get me a soda. And sometimes as I'm treating them with dignity, they'll say, there's something about you guys. And we would say, it's Jesus. And you know, that opens up a conversation right there. It's Jesus. You see, God is looking for us to make the same sacrifice that Christ himself made. People were attracted to Jesus. If people want to run away from you, you may want to check how much love you have. Come on now. I'm going to get in trouble here in a minute. Because the presence of God is attractive. We should be able, even a smile, even putting an arm on somebody's shoulder, there should be something about our persona that is Christ-like. I'm not saying to put on something fake, but I'm saying to have genuine love inside from God. We love because he first loved us. So love is a great sacrifice. Let me jump to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. The example of Christ and the sacrifice of love. Ephesians 5:2 in the NLT. Thank you. Live a life of filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. So did you know that love was a sacrifice? Let me read it again. Ephesians 5 in the New Life Translation. Live a life filled with love, following the example of who? He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us. Is anybody tracking with me here? A pleasing aroma to God. One verse says, he loved me and he gave himself for me. How do we know what love is? You read it before, Brother Angel. 1 John 3:16. Christ laid down his life for us. We should therefore lay down our lives for one another. Love is a sacrifice. That's what it is. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. How many of you have ever found that the love of people sometimes falls short? And if we're honest, how many times has your own love fallen short? You know, this happens in marriages, you know, where you run out of gas and you're just emotionally drained and it's just difficult. And I counsel couples and I say to them, okay, here's what you do in that situation. You go in one room, you go in the other one, get down on your knees and say, God, I need more love. I'm on empty. Lord, thankfully, you do allow downloads. Hallelujah. Would you please download some love into me right now? And I'm serious. It sounds overly simplistic, but I believe that 90% of relationship problems could be solved if people would just be real Christians. Pay the price. Is this easy? No. One of the hardest things to say is, I'm sorry. Is it just me, or is it especially hard for guys? All right, men, repeat after me, all right? Look at Pastor. Practice right now. I'm sorry. Practice, guys. Forgive me. This is the hardest one. Are you ready? You got to be a real man to say this. You ready, men? I was wrong. My wife almost. My wife almost faints. She almost faints when I say I was wrong. How real is your love? Let me just talk. Can I just talk to you today? Can we get real today? A parrot can be trained to say I love you. But is that parrot going to comfort you in your sorrow? Is he going to pay the bills? Is he going to visit you in the hospital? Real love is an action. It's a verb. Don't just say you love somebody. Love them in word and in deed. And I want to encourage some people today. And the Lord told me specifically to say this. So get ready, okay? Get ready. There are some of you who need to be commended and encouraged because you are living a sacrificial life. You're living for your children. You're living for your spouse. There's some grandparents here, and even maybe great-grandparents, who have sacrificed themselves because there was problems in the family. They've had to raise their kids' kids. They've had to make sacrifices. They've had to step in when the children were out of sorts and there were things going wrong in the family. There are some of you here who have been on the phone with the same issue with your child over and over and over again. And you've been there at the hospital. You've been there at the doctor. You've been there when the phone rang in the middle of the night. The Lord told me, encourage the people to know their love is a sacrifice to me. They're doing it as unto me. Hallelujah. It's a fragrant offering, God says, to me. When you love your husband, when you love your wife, that's an offering to God. When you love Jesus, it's an offering to God. Hallelujah. Love as I, Jesus said, loved you. How did he love? he loved even more than himself, because he was willing to die for us. You know, Brother Lanre used to have this joke. He's not here today, but he said, used to tell Nikki, I have undying love for you. So she asked, would you die for me? He says, well, I have undying love. Guys, we need to have not the undying love. We have to have the real love that's willing to lay down. Husbands, love your wives, right? As Christ loved the church and what? And gave himself for her. Amen. And this applies to friendship, because there's a lot of single people here, so don't get mad at me, all right? This applies to any relationship, friendship, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. So I want to encourage you, the grandparents, the spouses, you've been trying to show love. You could have lost your temper so many times, but you try to just, you know, like they say, stuff it, or you've tried to just turn the other cheek. Another thing I'm supposed to encourage you about this morning, you have seen potential in people that other people would have given up on. Congratulations. You didn't give up on somebody. There's somebody that you are the only Jesus that they'll know for a while, until they get to know, you know, the eternal Christ who's in heaven and fills the whole earth with his glory. You are a reflection of the real Jesus. So congratulations to you if you have been showing Jesus to your children, to your loved ones, to even to the boss or the difficult person, the one who gives you a hard time, the one who's got an attitude. Congratulations. Turn to somebody and say, congratulations. Your love is making a difference. I feel like the Lord is speaking right now, saying, your love, your constant love, your fidelity has been a sweet aroma in the nostrils of God. The Lord says, it has come before me as a sacred offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your love, your compassion has been noticed. And you are never more like God than when you are loving. You are never more like Christ than when you are loving people. Parents, grandparents, ordinary people who see the potential of what somebody could be with God. We've gone out on a limb with some people. We have worked with people from Teen Challenge, people coming off of drugs. We've worked with all kinds of people. Let this word sink down into your heart right now. Someone who doesn't realize how much God really loves them needs you. Someone out there who's down to their last dime. Someone who feels like they're out of time. Someone who has given up and is feeling hopeless. Doesn't know the joy that we have. They don't know what you have. They don't understand this treasure that we have in earthen vessels. We have the hope of mankind. We have the light of the world. Oh, I'm getting excited right now. We are the salt of the earth. And we've seen some dramatic changes with people. We have seen, because we went out on a limb for somebody. Some didn't make it. We got to be honest. Not everybody we've counseled, not everybody we tried to reach, lived happily ever after. I'm going to be straight up and honest. But some did. Some did. There were many who did, whose lives turned around. And to this day, they're living for God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And Jesus, in Matthew 25, talked about this. He said, the day will come at the end time when the trumpet will sound and Christ will appear, and God will separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the wicked from the believer. And he said, the angel will come down from heaven and separate the just and the unjust. And he will say to those who are his sheep, those who belong to him, he said, come, you blessed of my Father. Enter the reward. Enter the joy that is prepared for you. For I was naked and you clothed me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was in prison and you visited me. And they will say to him, Master, when did we visit you? When did we see you? When did we buy you clothes? When did we bring you any food? And Jesus will turn to them and say to them, when you did it to someone else, the least of these my brothers, you did it as unto me. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you love someone in his name, it's as if you're doing it to Jesus himself. Just like that woman who poured the ointment on Christ. I know I keep talking about this story, but I just can't get away from it. And somebody wrote a song. She poured her love for the master from her jar of alabaster. She made a sacrifice. She had lived a broken life. She was a throwaway in society. And the Pharisees and the religious folks scorned her, and they looked down their nose at her. If he knew what kind of woman, this is a woman of the street, how could he let her touch him? Jesus touched a lot of people that probably we wouldn't want to touch. Let's start with lepers. Put his hand right on that man. The leper came to him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me whole. Jesus said, I am willing. Bam! Put his hand right on him and healed him. That's the kind of Jesus we have. This woman came trembling to his feet. He took her entire life savings, broke it open, and poured it on the master. Why? Because what she found in him was worth everything that she could ever imagine. She found forgiveness. She found a new life. She found hope. She found somebody who understood, somebody who valued her. She was not just a body. She was a soul. Jesus saw her soul, and he saved her soul. And he saw something beautiful in that woman. Whereas everyone else has discarded you. Every man has just used you and abused you. I love you, and I see great potential in you. You're going to be one of my followers. And whenever people read the Bible, for centuries to come, they're going to read this story, that you did a beautiful thing for me. Whew. She has done something beautiful for me. I don't know why that just gets me every time I say it. It just touches such a deep place. I would love to lay my crown down. I can't wait. Whatever crowns, whatever reward we get, to lay it at his feet. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Because we owe him everything. What shall I give unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all of his blessings? I will offer a sacrifice of repentance, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of obedience, the sacrifice of love, which is the most important one. Because whatever we do, the motive must be love. Amen? Are you with me? In a moment, we're going to bring a love offering to Jesus. And I don't know if you've prayed about it. We have. And I want to just give you a praise report in just a second here. We've announced this Sunday, July 15th, as a special Joash offering. And we have two people who know nothing about this Joash offering. Just put an envelope in our hand, knew nothing whatsoever about this offering. One of them was $10,000. $11,000, that's right. Thank you. Thank you for it. One was $11,000 and the other one I think was $2,500. We didn't solicit them. We didn't advertise. We didn't plead with them. We said nothing. Nothing. This was just about 10 days ago. And these were two unlikely people. Just said the Lord spoke to us. And in one case, the husband and wife prayed separately about the amount. The husband prayed one corner, the wife prayed another corner, and they both come back and said, what do you feel? 11. What do you feel? 11,000. They both said the same exact amount. I believe God's working here. God's doing something here. God is doing something. And it's about the future of this church. It's about being a lighthouse. It's not about just having a fancy building. Our building is going to be pretty regular. You know, it's going to be comfortable, beautiful, but not extra fancy. We can't afford extra fancy. But it's going to be very functional, and it's got plenty of space, and no leaky roof. Hallelujah. Today I want you to just bow your heads for a moment and ask this question of yourself. What can I give unto the Lord for all of his many blessings, all of his many benefits? Of course, the first sacrifice is to give our heart. No question about it. You can give money, but if your heart is not in it, it doesn't mean anything. Somebody say amen. Amen. First thing is to give your whole heart. And then repentance, and then obedience, and gifts. We're talking about gifts and offerings. But most of all, everything done with a heart of love. Just like the woman who poured her love for the master from her jar of alabaster. She poured it all out on Jesus. I want you to think in those terms today. What is God speaking to me? If you need to write a check, there's time to do it. Don't do anything that you don't feel comfortable about. Only whatever God is prompting you to do. We have never, those of you who know us, we have never manipulated. Somebody say amen. Amen. We have never begged for offerings. We have never tried to use a guilt trip. Honest to God, we have not. If we did, it was definitely not intentional. But to God be the glory. The church has responded. We've paid down almost $120,000 on our mortgage. Somebody say, praise God. And it's a smaller church. And people, when I tell other pastors that, they go, wow, that has to be God. And it is God. So as we stand together, the ushers are going to give you instructions. But before they do, I want us to listen to a song. We're going to start the song off. And as the song is playing, the ushers, we're going to start with Pastor Angel and myself. We're going to march down here, around the back, come across this way, and put our offering in the Joash chest, all right? So can you put the video on, please? And let's just say a prayer. Father, bless this offering. Pastor Angel, come on up here for a second. And councilman, where's our council? Donna, come on up for a second. Allison, Jason, Joel, come on up for a second. Let's go down here. I'm doing this, you know, as you can see, off the cuff. This is not scripted. But this is our council. Allison from Jamaica. She still loves me even though I said what I said. Jason Torres and Donna. And, of course, Reverend Joel. Let's bow our heads. And, Brother Joel, would you offer the prayer for the Joash offering?
Father, we praise you. We give you thanks for the blessing, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us today to be able to gather together in your presence and acknowledge that there is no one like you. Lord, you give seed to the sower, and we give thanks that you have filled our hands with blessing. And what we bring, Lord, we bring from the heart. We bring from the bottom, Lord, of our beings. We're not trying to pay you back for what you've done. What you have done, Lord, goes beyond any financial measure. But out of the gratitude of our hearts, for all that you have done, we're going to bring, Lord, what you have given in our hands, we're going to bring it to you. We pray that you multiply the seed that is sown today. Lord, there's a purpose behind this offering. We want, Lord, to dedicate a new sanctuary for you, Lord. We know that you do not abide in physical temples, Lord, but this is a sanctuary that will be used for the glory of your name. It will be a place for salvation, for restoration, to build the kingdom for future generations, Lord. to be a lighthouse in the community of South Orlando. Lord, in your hands, Lord, we place this blessing. And we pray, Lord, that this be the beginning of a flow of financial blessing. Yes. For every family in this church. And that there be countless testimonies of what is being done today. For the glory of God, we pray, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.